Chapter 13. The Prisoner. Below our villa, there were fields with canals going through them. Figs, grapes, and potatoes grew there. It was a wonderful place to hunt specimens. One afternoon, I was walking in the fields with my dogs when they started barking. I saw two water snakes in the mud by a canal. I captured them and put them in my collecting basket. When I looked up, I saw a man sitting and watching me. "May you have health," he said to me as I climbed out of the mud. "Are you a stranger?" "I'm English," I replied. "We live in a villa on the hill." "I'm going to my boat," he said. "Where are you going?"
"I'm also going to the sea," I said.
"Good. We can walk together," said the stranger. "My home is here in the hills, but now I'm in prison on the island of Vido. I'm a good prisoner, so I can come home in my boat at the weekend. I must return to Vido on Monday morning." We walked down to the sea together. When we came to the stranger's boat, I was surprised to see a big seagull tied by its leg to the boat.
"Be careful! He bites," said the stranger.
But the big bird put its head forward and let me touch it.
"He likes you. Do you want to have him?" he asked me.
"Oh, yes," I said. "Of course I want him."
"Take him," said the stranger. "His name is Aleko. He'll come when you call."
I took Aleko under my arm, and the stranger got into his boat.
"Come tomorrow," he said. "I'll take you to catch fish for Aleko."
"What's your name?" I asked him. "And why are you in prison?"
"My name is Kosti Panopoulos. I killed my wife," he answered.
I tied Aleko's beak closed and put him in my shirt to carry him home. Everyone was on the veranda when I arrived. Mother said,
"What is that?" "What an enormous bird!" Margot exclaimed. "Is it an eagle?"
"It's a seagull," said Leslie.
"Nonsense," said Larry. "It's an albatross, and it's obviously dangerous. Everyone knows they're unlucky. We'll probably have an epidemic."
"Where are you going to keep it, Jerry?" Mother asked.
"I'll divide the magpie's cage and put him in there," I said.
"And what is it going to eat?" asked Mother.
"Kosti said he will take me fishing tomorrow to catch fish for Aleko," I answered. "He's a good prisoner, so he has a boat."
"A prisoner? Jerry, I don't think it's a good idea to go fishing with a prisoner," said Mother.
"After all, dear, you don't know what he did."
"But I do know what he did, Mother. He killed his wife," I answered.
"Jerry, you can't go fishing with a murderer," Mother said.
Finally, Mother said that if Leslie came to meet Kosti first, I could go fishing with him. In the morning, Leslie walked with me down to Kosti's boat and shook hands with him. Leslie went hunting in the hills, and Kosti and I went fishing. Kosti was a good fisherman, and we caught enough fish to feed Aleko for a week. Later, he came to the villa with me, and we had tea with Mother on the veranda.